National Talk Radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Hour 2. It is 1:06, and I have been joined today and will be joined for the rest of the hour by Eddie DeSager, who is an executive director of the Greater Holy Temple Christian Academy. He's a motivational speaker, lifelong educator, entrepreneur, Milwaukee. Well, I guess you're a Milwaukee in your heart. You don't technically live there right now.
I don't live there, but I grew up. Well, I grew up in Glendale and then moved to Milwaukee when I was in, like, what was it, eighth grade, maybe? So I've lived in Milwaukee.
No, but I feel like you're in the you are a Milwaukee community leader, but you don't technically live in Milwaukee.
No.
But you're very invested in Milwaukee as a place that has things to improve on.
100%.
And so we were talking about, you know, especially with the youths, and you obviously work with the youths at your school. You were a youth. You were a Milwaukee youth. But even before you got here today, Earl Ingram, who has the show on this station from 10 to 11, he was telling me about a program he started, which sounds incredible, and it actually sounds like it's having a fair amount of success. I think he said it's called the Voices of the Elders. And so even though he's 68 and he's ready to do less because he's been doing a lot his entire life to give back to his community, but he was seeing the Kia boys and all these cars getting stolen and just knowing that so much of this comes back to kids need money and they need something to do. And so his program sounds like it's a 7-week program, right? This pilot year, they're having 200 kids, 200 boys from 10 to 15, and they just have programming every day. And you get $40 a day just for coming. And I was like, so it's been successful so far? He goes, it looks like we're going to try to up it for next summer to be 1,000 kids, which is awesome and a lot of work. But one of the articles you sent me, which I hadn't seen, is similar in that giving kids something, the proposal potentially to give something for kids to do, but also potentially pay them, because sometimes that is the incentive to show up. Just like for all of us who have jobs, it's like, well, you get paid to do this, and you learn things along the way at your job, like different skill sets and work ethic, etc. But just assuming that they're going to show up just because of their own free will sometimes doesn't work like that. So what is this program for the Milwaukee County supervisors have proposed, or at least a couple of them have proposed?
Yeah, so it's called the County Parks Youth Corps, I believe it is. And I'm not overly familiar with it, but I know that when I saw the headline, I loved it, because I was at a meeting where they were looking for board members for the county parks, and they are struggling to staff the county parks. So
the county parks are struggling in general, right?
Yeah. So it's like, how do you improve this? You're not going to go out and get, you know, 30, 40 year olds. Why not teach kids and give them some income at a younger age? You're teaching them skills that, you know, could translate to now they have a landscaping company when they get older. And I just think you're also getting them bought into their community. And I think that is so important, that you're getting kids engaged at an early age, because right now most of kids' engagement is sports or like those type of activities, not as much work and skill related. So I love aspects like that where it's like, okay, now you're teaching kids meaningful skills that can translate into a job down the road.
Because this is very early, right? So what I understood is that it's even the proposal is just asking the Parks Department to do a study on the feasibility of how this could work, and then additionally how there could be a potential partnership with NPS as potentially giving student credit and different ways, which I love, because I always think kids learn in different ways, right? Like, I'm pretty open about, I have pretty significant ADHD, but I was not hyperactive, but I certainly was sitting there not paying attention. But, you know, certain kids who now, I think there's more understanding from teachers who know that there's certain kids, like you give them fidget spinners and they stand up in the back of the classroom, then that it's not the most natural thing in the world for a child to be sitting in a seat all day. Mm-hmm. But also to think that kids learn in different ways. And so learning like hands-on through doing something at a park instead of sitting in your seat, like I think finding more experimental ways is always a good thing to have kids who feel like if they don't fit in the model of how we've set school up, just assume, well, I'm dumb or I'm bad at school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're not, you're just, this is how your brain works.
Yep. No, I mean, because you have kids that may not be good at math, may not be good at reading, but if you give that kid a shovel and a hammer, this kid could dig you the biggest trench and then build you the biggest shed on top of it. Like that's, those are skills that some kids are going to have that other kids just don't. So like, how can you, like you said, how can you engage those kids? And I think this is a great opportunity because you're giving kids credit. Listen, what kid in high school doesn't like to get out of school? Yeah. So now you're telling me I can get credits, I can get out of school, and I get to go work in the park and get some fresh air
while, all, be outside,
my,
yeah.
while all my other friends are in a stuffy classroom. Like, sign me up. But, you know, you're creating opportunities for kids that a lot of times don't get opportunities. Like, I went to Nicolet High School. We had all kind of internships. I would see kids in and out of school going to law offices and going to all these places to get internships. But it's like, you know, MPS, those kids need the same opportunities that everyone else has, and now they're also helping their community while getting opportunities. Yeah. So I think it's a win-win for everyone. I love that the county executives are looking at doing this.
Yeah, I think this is the kind of innovative ideas that I think with the intersection of departments and financial issues that Milwaukee specifically is dealing with, like having the departments actually work together, like, all right, like let's get creative and think outside the box and have solutions that actually fix a lot of these different problems versus trying to fix them in isolation. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I saw, I think in this last week, that probably only made headlines because it was Pat Connaughton and he's, you know, the Bucks star or whatever, but I didn't realize, I saw the headline with his name in it, but didn't realize that it's not his program. He was just speaking at this MKE CRE Summer High School Immersion Program that is meant to, it's a week-long program for high schoolers, so things like sophomore, junior, senior high schoolers, and it's meant to help them, like specifically it's students of color or students from lower incomes or underrepresented, to learn more about career opportunities in commercial real estate, which me as a high school student, that I probably would not have been as interested in that, but like it's a very profitable business to get into. And so I think it's through Marquette, and I'd have to look up and see who else was behind the actual program, but they had Pat Connaughton and I think his business partner come in because they've done so much development and real estate across throughout Milwaukee. It was interesting because I guess the day that he came in, to the credit of the kids, they didn't really ask him anything about being a Bucks player. Like, it immediately zeroed in on getting started and how do you get capital and all the questions of how you even get your foot in the door in like a commercial real estate career. And like, that seems super innovative and outside of the box because you certainly aren't learning about commercial real estate in high school.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's just where schools have dropped the ball in the last 20 years is schools are still very factory centered, kids sitting straight rows, teachers. It's like a sweatshop. And you know, in the 80s, that worked.
Did it?
I mean,
or was it just accepted that that's how it should work?
It was more accepted because people were going to work in factories, that you're almost training kids to know that when you get older, you're going to be working in factories. And I think the factory days, as you see, Milwaukee is one of the last major cities that is heavy in factories. But I think these are the things that you have to get kids in front of. Like, you know, you talked about the Kia boys. And it's not that these kids aren't smart. If a kid can hotwire a car, they're a smart kid. But how do we redirect their intelligence into something that's productive for the city versus destructive for the city? So it's, you know, things like this, the fastest way to wealth tends to be through real estate. So are we teaching our kids this? Are we teaching them about interest rates? Are we teaching them about the parks and nature? Like, those are things kids need to know that schools aren't teaching them. A, just not enough time in a school day. Yeah. And B, it's just the curriculum is not centered around these things. But I love it.
Is there any other innovative proposals or programs? Because I remember when Mike was running for mayor, there was a lot of ideas at the different forums. I think Lena at one point had thrown out the idea of putting like a racetrack on the north side, which I don't know how feasible that was, but at least people were talking about it, right? And so has there any other ideas that you've heard that you think has legs that could keep either kids employed or engaged or showing up to school that you think deserves more support?
I mean, I think the problem is that everyone loves to talk about it, but no one actually loves to go out and do it. And part of that is not probably their situation. It's more, it's hard to get through all the tape to get some of these things done and to go out and get funding. But there's none off the top of my head that I can think of, but I do know that kids need more things to do. You know, when we were growing up, we had a lot more activities to do, and kids just don't have that. I mean, kids can't even go into the mall without a parent now. And that, you know, was because
this is like Mayfair or which, because yeah. I'm trying to think of what, really, there's no malls left in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And Midtown's basically pretty empty.
Yeah, it's going to be a storage center coming up. So yeah, I mean, there's just, our kids need more activities that can give them skills that they can use when they get older. You know, I love stuff like this, you know, and you're teaching those multiple intelligences that kids have. And it's, you know, not every kid is going to be a great person, you know, good in school. But can these kids learn about construction? Like, I know a lot of guys in construction that aren't the most book smart, but they keep book smart people around them so they, because they know how to build things, and that's how they monetize their skills. And I think it's in what Pat is doing. I love that he's used his platform and he's giving back to, he's not just saying he's going to do it, he's going out and doing it.
Yeah.
And the gentleman that you talked about earlier, it's like he had an idea and he did it. There's a lock-in that's taking place at the YMCA on the Northwest side. They did it 2 weeks ago, and the next one is next weekend, where they had 30 kids, and they were all kids from the Northwest side of Milwaukee. They brought them to the YMCA, and it started at 7 p.m. and it ended at 8 a.m. Like, those are things that people don't know about, that are things that people are doing to keep kids off the street and give kids skills and experiences that they need. Because if we're not giving it to them, they're going to get it from somewhere, like you said, whether it's on their phone, on YouTube, they're going to get it from somewhere. It might as well come from us.
And that's interesting because, you know, the amount of, I feel like you throw a stone and you find someone who's trying, who has a, their own nonprofit that is working with, you know, whether it's in sports or violence prevention and all of this different stuff. And so often is it just getting the information to kids and parents, because there is a lot of stuff out there, but again, like you said, it's like, if you don't know that it exists, how do you take advantage of it?
Yeah, and I think it's getting information out there, but I also think that people need to collaborate more. You know, two nonprofits can coexist and work together, and I think that may be the struggle sometimes for people, is how do we come together? Like, every year you see backpack drives all over the city. This one has 200, this one has 400, this one has 3,000, this one's over here. And it's like, how can we all come together to work together? So now your network and my network become one network.
All right, we're gonna take another break.